The Fog Podcast is brought to you by Calm Seas Crafts of Hilton Head.
Welcome back to the Fog Podcast. Four old guys, four buddies, 40 plus years. We've done so many things together that we're always looking for something new to do to get us back together. So we decided to do a podcast and talk about our friendship over those years. I'm Dave Pandisio, joined once again with my Fog buddies, Jeff Gibbs.
Right here, sir. Jeff Gibbs here for you.
And Norm Broder.
I'm here as well, having a ball.
And once again, from down south in hot Florida, we got JT. we got JT. You okay down there, buddy?
Yeah, you're all relieved, right? Yep, very good.
All right, well, I think JT is up and ready to go.
For sure.
So like we have in past episodes, we did go out on the street and we did get some comments from people on the street that are thrilled about our podcast. And let's take a listen to that.
Hello.
Good evening. I'm conducting a phone survey to see if you heard of the brand new Fog Podcast.
Weirdo.
The new Fog Podcast. What can you tell me that you know about it?
There's a toilet in there.
There's a what?
Toilet.
A toilet?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you
toilet.
Mean by that. Toilet?
Oh, yeah.
You people are crazy.
Toilet.
Okay, I'm out on the street. I'm going to flag this car down. Flag this car. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Are you insane?
I'm sorry. Are you excited about the Fog Podcast?
I have no idea what you're talking about, what that is. I'm trying to get my kids home. I almost hit you.
See, people are eating it up. They love it.
Universal reaction.
So anyway, on the last episode, we talked about our group, Oz, that we formed, and we made a video in November of 1979, and we went back and dug into the vault, and I found a little video clip. This is our audio clip, and this is how the video starts.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit back in your seats and take a deep breath, for you are about to witness the greatest rock and roll onslaught ever prepared for a live audience, and here now before you is Oz.
That's you, bro. That's you.
I sound like I got a Boston accent. Oz.
And then here were the introductions.
Picks on rhythm guitar. Sticks on drums. Linguini as the lead vocal.
That's a tough word.
And strings on the bass guitar. And here now, Oz.
Listen to that crowd, guys. I'm telling you.
Proud of many.
So that was, we covered that on episode number two. So now here we are, episode three, and we're going to be talking about, after we made that video and we became famous in the school, we said we have to take it to the next step.
Well, our fans demanded it, really.
Absolutely.
Was there an S on that?
Our fan? So I don't remember how we got on the bill, but we somehow convinced the chorus stage band director to allow us to play at the Pops concert, which took place on Friday, March 14th, 1980. Because we were on the bill, the ticket prices were $1. Yeah. So, you know, I think before they were free.
Well, but, actually, the fine print will tell you it's a donation.
So. Oh.
And just as a footnote, I think we had to buy our own tickets.
So, do you guys remember how this came about? Like, how we ended up there?
Well, I mean, this happened 4 months after the video release.
Right.
And I could only characterize it as a groundswell.
I think that's a, you know, and it's really the next natural progression in a band rising like we were at the time.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Just to clarify, there were several performances as part of that.
Right, but
spring. Just to clarify, all the other ones were actually performing the music.
Yeah, so there was really playing their instruments.
There was the real musician segment. Now we're transitioning to the air section.
Right, but let's remember, guys, we had real instruments this time. We did not have cardboard instruments.
That's right.
We had a real drum. We had the whole setup.
That's right.
I mean, we had strobe lights. We had everything. Thanks to Mark Wright and his crew, they hooked us up, and we looked like a real legitimate band.
And as I recall, we wanted to make it a personal note, a team directive that under no circumstances were we to touch the instruments actually
that's right.
during the playing of the
right.
music.
By the actual people that own the instruments. Right.
Well, I remember when I was preparing the drum kit, the real drum kit, I had to put towels in it to make sure that I actually didn't hit a note. You know,
so but you did at the very beginning when you came out,
because
I remember you could hear it.
You just get that.
Thing. Yeah,
they got to hear me once.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when we were waiting to go on? Mm-hmm. We were in the boys' locker room getting ready.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you know, putting our gear on and everything. It was.
And we kept peeking out.
Yes,
the door,
we kept peeking out the door.
My God, the crowd is gigantic.
Do you remember that, JT?
Yes. Yes, indeed. It was quite the green room.
That's true.
It was. We were so pumped up waiting to go out there.
I mean, you would have thought it was like the Super Bowl halftime.
I know.
Here we
exactly.
go. Here
and
we go.
I actually have a little clip of, just a short clip of Gibby at the beginning. And so we'll play that now. I think there was a little drum. Was there a little rim shot there?
I probably dropped my stick.
That might have been a little hard to hear, but that was...
Yeah, the audio wasn't great.
It got much better when
we started performing. Go ahead, JT.
What's that?
No, it just sounded like JFK in Germany.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to hear, but...
Ich bin ein Berliner.
I love that analogy.
Exactly.
But I think we had to do some convincing. I don't think they wanted us there.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, it's hard to say no when the groundswell from the fan base was such that, you know, if we weren't on the bill, there might have been a real problem. You know, might have been some,
oh, yes, the desire to have us play live, you know, in front of the school after our video was...
Well, just our parents doubled the audience.
I will tell you, I mean, we were talking before we recorded this, we were talking about it. And when we came up those stairs and came into the gym, the sound was, I'm telling you, it was
just a wave of, of applause. It hit you.
I mean, people were going crazy.
It was absolutely zany.
Speaking of good, zany. Yes, that was part of our costume. And Norm, this was what, 40 something years ago? Norm still has the original
Zany Zappers.
Zany Zappers. I don't know if anybody remembers what those were, but they were little sunglasses with a battery button on it. Well, you plug a little 9-volt battery into it. You push the button and your eyes lit up with two red lights.
Yeah.
And we all had them. Yeah. And when the lights were down in the gym, it was incredible.
Well, there was that whole lead up to the us entering the gymnasium, right, where they had this thing. And I don't know if you guys remember, but they had brought in a spotlight. And they shone the spotlight on the door from the locker room.
Yes.
And so there we are in the door with the zappers going, red little lights beeping. And they announced us one at a time.
Right.
And we got to run out. The spotlight followed us to our real instruments. Yep. And then the crowd's going crazy. Yep. That was something else.
And then once we were all introduced, the lights kind of dimmed, and then you could really see the Zanny Zappers. It was so funny because your dad recorded it on a Super 8 with sound, which, you know, that was like high tech for back then,
right,
to actually have the sound. And we do have, we're hoping on our Facebook page, if you go to the Fog Podcast, we're going to try and get this stuff posted up there so that you can see kind of companion stuff that goes along with the podcast.
Yeah. The other thing I remember from obviously this extravaganza was we actually got to look like we were playing the instruments because, you know, it was dark, first of all. But I remember there were some real good solos. Dave, you did this unbelievable solo. Describe it. It
brought down the house.
I'm trying to think. Was that Happy Birthday? I can't remember the song. I don't remember. We did Day Tripper. We played Happy Birthday again.
Back in the USSR.
And Back in the USSR. And, well, I shouldn't say we played. I mean, it was played. Yeah. But so, yeah, I had a guitar solo. And I'm telling you, I killed it. Yeah,
strobe light.
Strobe light. I really mimed it very well. And the crowd went absolutely nuts.
And the louder the crowd got, the more frenetic you got out there. You know, it was amazing.
I think I was doing backflips, wasn't I? John Belushi black backflips.
I think actually the solo stopped and you kept going. I was telling you guys earlier during a break there that I could see from the drum kit beyond Dave. And everything was dark in the room, but because the spotlight was on Dave, I could see my parents and my younger brother in the shadow right there. And the look on their face was just the open mouth open, like, OMG, what is this?
What am I witnessing?
That's right.
It was crazy. Yeah. Absolutely crazy. We felt on top of the world when that thing was over.
And we had a great crew. You know, let's give props to...
We did.
Mark Wright set up the pro strobe. He got the spotlight going. We had Killer helping out too.
Killer Miller.
He had some other people helping him too. So it went off. It was incredible. So we're going to break right here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about another concert that we kind of did. And then we have some other fun things to let you in on. So we will be right back.
Do you own a beach house or lake house? Or are you just looking for coastal themed decor to give your place that cozy, ocean-inspired look? Check out Calm Seas of Hilton Head. Calm Seas features small, coastal home decor gifts inspired by the colors of the sea. You'll find a wide variety of homemade items that'll give you that toes in the sand, soaking up the sun kind of feel. Here's Calm Seas creator, Amy Woods.
Hey everyone, I would love it if you would check out my Instagram page and my Etsy page under Calm Seas Crafts, and then my Facebook page under Calm Seas. If you see anything you love, message me and I can ship my products to you. I also do custom orders, and if you are ever in Hilton Head, visit one of my pop-ups at the local farmers markets. Thanks so much.
Calm Seas, where every day's a beach day.
And now back to the Fog Podcast.
Okay, boys, we are back. Actually, before we start talking about more of the Oz band, we did have a little incident while we were recording, and I just thought maybe we would share that with you. So take a listen.
Hey, guys, give me a minute. I got to go take a leak.
What? He's going to take a leak now?
What? I think he's got his mic on.
Are you kidding me? Oh, no.
How big an idiot these guys were. It's been so long.
What the hell is he talking about?
They obviously know I'm the star of the show.
What?
All right.
What the? Bro.
Hey, welcome back.
Okay, I'm back. Ready to go.
Did you know your mic was on the whole time?
Oh. I love you, man. You guys are the best.
Yeah, that happened just a little while ago.
That's unfortunate.
I don't know.
All right. Just for the record, that was a little bit of a spoof.
All right. So the Spring Pops concert was such a huge success that I don't know who our manager was, but somebody booked us another gig.
Well, what you know, when you have one concert, it's an event. When you have two, it's a career.
A career, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So I think we just, when we were talking about it, like, hey, that was pretty fun. What else could we do?
Yeah.
Well, of course, we wanted to expand our fan base as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it just seemed easier to go down.
So we somehow got a booking at the junior high school. And I remember my dad had a black Ford LTD, looked like a limo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he let us use it. I remember we put Oz logos in the windows. Yeah. And so we drove to the gig and maybe my dad drove us to the gig. And we got out of that black limo type car and... And I think we did some rehearsals before, didn't we?
I think we did.
I think we must have, because, you know, we expanded our musical offerings as well. You know, we kind of moved away from, you know, strictly a Beatles band.
Oh, that's right.
You know, we were taking advantage of some of the other bands and, you know, copying their music as well.
Because we actually had a keyboard, one of those tiny little plug-in keyboards. So we had that as an added instrument that we never had before.
Well, it was supposed to be plugged in anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, we utilized the studios at Pinedale Ave.
So we used at my house, the garage, and we did a rehearsal in our garage at the house. I remember doing that.
Yeah. Didn't your dad say, or maybe it was one of us, you had windows in the garage, but I think they were covered.
Yeah, I think we covered them up.
But you could see
see the pulsating lights or something.
Because Mark sent the stuff up in there to see what it was like.
Oh, right? My gosh. Yeah. It was crazy. So yeah. The junior high concert, it was a dance.
Yeah.
So
real instruments.
Yeah.
On stage, real instruments.
Real music that we weren't playing. And how well did that go over?
Well, you could generally characterize it as our farewell tour.
it didn't quite go over as well as the Pops concert, where we had full support.
Right. Well, so, I mean, lesson learned there. Just when you're doing air band, you know, try and keep the audience as far away from actually the stage as you can.
Because I do remember I had the guitar at one point on the stage and some kid came up to me. And this is way before high-tech wireless kind of stuff. Some kid came up and went, "Hey, your guitar's not plugged in."
And then he got his friends to start chanting it too.
Yeah, I think we got ran out.
This was only, 10 years before wireless, something like that?
Yeah.
So, but my recollection was we wanted it really dark. Mark was going to have, you know, he had his tower lights there or whatever he was going to do.
Yeah.
But my recollection was it was pretty light.
Yeah.
There was a lot of lights.
And yes.
I think, again, if my memory serves me right, us looking at each other, like you could read the little bubble that pops up and says,
"Oh, ooh,
they can see us."
Yes, and if you remember, at the junior high, the stage was way up higher.
Oh, yeah.
So the stage was up high, and then the gym floor was maybe, 4 or 5 feet lower than the stage. Yeah. And so all the kids were down there looking up at us. And
Looking at those wires bouncing around without being plugged in. And the other thing I recall about that concert is we were trying to maybe break out and show a little more style. So I think we changed our Oz T-shirt repertoire to try something else a little different. As I recall, I was wearing a soap on a rope.
Flavor Flav.
You know, because, you know, it's bling.
Yeah,
bling.
Absolutely.
Is that your soap, buddy?
You gotta push the envelope a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That was good. Yeah, we did, we know for sure we did Won't Get Fooled Again. We did Jane.
Jane by Starship.
Starship.
Yeah,
and
Jane
then after that, it's either...
It's a blur.
It's either a blur or we blocked it out. I'm not sure.
Yeah, which I don't know.
Well, I remember one moment, JT, you tell us your recollection of this too, is... We're playing along, and you know, I had the benefit of the drums of being in the back, and so I could scope left and right. And so I look right, there's Bondo, and he's chunking away. And I look left, and I go, "Oh, where'd JT go?" "Oh, he's off stage.
JT, I think I remember you little by little, just sidestepping little by little until you were almost completely out of the picture.
We became a trio.
Do you recall that?
I do remember, you know, like halfway through to two-thirds, you know, three-quarters of the way through that. Didn't have a good feeling of how this was going.
You can tell. You can tell.
I didn't want to be in the middle of that. The haymakers being thrown by that unruly crowd.
JT's no fool. He knows where the exit door is, and
he was also.
I won't be fooled again.
There you go. Perfect.
Kudos. Yeah, he did have the mask too. So
yeah, that helped.
That's
that
true. Helped. He could walk the streets of the city afterwards without fear.
Yeah. And by the way, how much do we get paid for that?
I don't think there was any donation for that.
No donation?
Was there?
This was a pro bono.
Yeah. I think that was our final show.
Yeah. Well, let's never say never. Ever, right, guys?
Let's right.
never say never.
That's right.
I like that thought.
So that covers the spring concert and the
final concert.
The final concert, yeah. But we have more stories to tell, my friends, and I haven't actually mentioned it yet during this episode, but you are going to want to stick around for the ultimate story that we are going to tell. Again, you are not going to believe this particular thing that happened to us. And we will have pictures to prove it, because a lot of people might not believe it. Yeah. It actually happened. And we are going to be talking about that in the future. So make sure you find us wherever you find your podcasts. We're hoping that we're going to have ours available. I know it's going to be on Spotify, but we're going to try and have it on all the other options as well. But I will say, coming up in the next episode, the next thing that happened in our career, so to speak, is we made a movie.
Logical progression.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's the next logical thing to happen.
Yeah. It had nothing to do with the band. We kind of expanded and we actually made a movie.
Yeah.
So in the next episode, we are going to talk about that. But before we leave you, I'm going to share with you, I had my grandkids kind of help out a little bit with the podcast. You probably heard of them a couple of times. So I just wanted to share this little thing while we were trying to work out some of the bits that we did. Take a listen. You both say the Fog Podcast, brought to you by Calm Seas of Hilton Head. Go ahead.
The Fog Podcast is brought to you by the Calm Seas.
Ollie?
I forget.
The Fog Podcast is brought to you by Calm Seas of Hilton Head.
Of Hilton Head.
Go. Ready? Go.
The poopy head.
That's not it. You're never going to make it in this business. All right, Ava, go ahead.
The Fog Podcast, brought to you, I forget.
All right, so that's going to wrap up this episode of the Fog Podcast. Does anybody else have anything else that they want to say?
Good here, Dave.
Same here. We'll see you at the same place next episode.
Yes, stay tuned for episode 4. You're not going to want to miss it, because we're going to talk about our movie, our world-famous movie. Thanks for listening, guys. The Fog Podcast is brought to you by Calm Seas of Hilton Head.
The Fog Podcast is a Gibroel Pandoli production and is recorded at Lennox Studios in beautiful downtown Athol, Massachusetts. The Fog Podcast is produced by Norm Broder, Jeff Gibbs, Dave Pinicio, and James Taroli. All comedy bits and commercials were written and produced by the Fog Podcast crew. The Fog Podcast theme, Night Thunder, is performed by Abby Noyes. All sound effects and royalty-free music are courtesy of Upbeat. Thanks for listening. I'm your announcer, Natalie Heath.